This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Nate and the Noise.
32 after the hour. Thank you for being here. SB Nation Radio, Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar with you as we roll along on this Thursday. We've got NFL preseason football on the schedule, and there's enough games scheduled that even if they screw up the field, at least one of them will still be okay. Let's take a preview of the Washington Redskins, not only their game, but how training camp has kicked off. George Wallace, WTOP. You find him on Twitter at G Wallace, WTOP, is with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. George, good morning. How are you?
Hey guys, how are you? Thanks for having me. If they mess up the field in Atlanta, then there's even bigger problems.
Well, and they've got the new stadium, so they're clearly, I mean, they're not ready to open the stadium until next year, but they've got a new stadium on the docket, so it wouldn't surprise me if suddenly the field crew isn't paying attention.
That's true.
Let's start off at the quarterback position, George. This is now Kirk Cousins' team. He now has the reins completely. There is no one looking over his shoulder that he has to be worried about. How has he looked so far in training camp, and how is he taking it now that he's got the team on his shoulders?
Well, I think he's you can tell his command of the offense has gotten a lot better. He's been the starter throughout, you know, last year, and then the off season he's had that full year to work with it, and I think that is you have seen that early on in camp. And he's just trying to get the rhythm down with these receivers, the long ball, missing on some of them early on in camp. But I think that he's, that the unspoken rule is, as a quarterback, you're a leader. So guys say that they don't need to talk about him being a leader because he kind of comes with the position, and they can tell he's got command of the huddle. They like the way he's run this offense so far in camp. So we'll see. I think so far he's done a pretty good job with it. The big thing is going to be, guys, is just putting that contract talk the back of his mind, and going out and playing under the franchise tag, and then see what happens at the end of the year. He's been very good at focusing on just the task at hand, whereas maybe the previous quarterback that was here, not so good at that. But a Cousins, I think his mindset will be okay.
Well, he has a new friend to play with in Josh Doctson, who is just electric at TCU as a receiver. But the running game is something meant a challenge for Washington. When you look at the way that they've had a bit of inconsistency in their running game, the yards per carry isn't where they want, even though they seem to think they have the talent there. Has that been on the running backs, the offensive line? Which unit needs to improve more in order to get that running game in shape?
Well, I think the backs for sure. I think that's going to be a big question mark. That's one of the big question marks that I've got for this team, because Alfred Morris now gone, he's in Dallas, so you've got Matt Jones, who's just a second year guy, all of a sudden taking over the number one spot, and he's had his fumble issues last year. He's worked real hard on it. He's carrying the ball differently this season, this preseason so far, and you can tell he's focused and wants to be that guy, and I think he's come back to camp studying. He's changed his diet. He's in better shape. So I think he's ready to take on that role. The offensive line returns. Sean Laval missed. He got hurt in week three last year. Spencer Long stepped in there at left guard. I think Laval is back 100%. They're going to ease him back in. So I think that as the offensive line returns at the consistency, which is good, that all five guys back. So I think that is going to be a big thing for Cousins as well. And, look, Trent Williams is probably the most valuable player on this team at that left tackle spot. So if he stays healthy, and it goes with anything, everybody stays healthy, but the offensive line, all those guys returning, is going to be a big plus, and Matt Jones just now has to step up being the number one guy.
He is G Wallace, WTOP, on Twitter. It's George Wallace from WTOP in Washington. We're previewing the Redskins, not only through training camp, but obviously they've got a preseason game tonight against Atlanta. This is a team, George, that needs to get better on defense if they want to win the division, giving up nearly 24 points a game last year. What have they done to improve, either with guys getting another year under their belt or a better job with the coaching staff? How have they done to be able to get back to the division championship on the defensive side?
Well, adding Josh Norman obviously is a big thing for that, because now you have basically two number one cornerbacks. It's Breshad Breeland, who last year was the number one guy, and he kind of takes that little chip on his shoulder as you bring in Norman, so now he goes to the other side, but he's definitely a number one cornerback. And then you move D'Angelo Hall to safety, which has kind of revitalized him, he says, in a way, because he's learning a new position, he feels young, he feels fresh. So that is going to be a big thing. They brought in David Bruton, just comes off winning a Super Bowl. So the defense, the depth has gotten a lot better. Losing Junior Gillette before camp starts was a problem, or could be a problem, but Preston Smith, the second-year guy, had five sacks in December last year. They're looking for him to have a huge year. And teaming with Ryan Kerrigan, the linebacker spot, Will Compton emerged last year as a leader. He's calling the defensive signals. The big question mark on defense, guys, is going to be the defensive line. They lost Pot Roast last year. They lost Jason Hatcher, who retired. Chris Baker is back. Ricky Jean-Francois is back. But you have some question marks up front. That's going to be stopping the run is going to be, could be a big thing for these guys. But that secondary and the linebacker and secondary spots, they've done a great job of adding to that depth and the experience as well.
Well, let's talk about Norman. I mean, the addition of Norman was absolutely fascinating. I mean, what a bizarre story to have everything break down the way it did there. But he ends up in Washington, and he's a big personality, obviously. That's part of his game. Now part of his game is going to be joining Fox as a pregame analyst, despite being a current player. He said that the team signed off on that, but let's be honest, they can't really be thrilled about not only the time he's spending, but the extra scrutiny it's going to put on his game.
I think that's it, yeah. And, you know, he's obviously the team signed off on it. I know Gruden had that comment the other day to us that he had no idea. But, you know, someone told me that when he signed there, that everybody knew that this was going on. This was done in the spring. So if it doesn't take away, if it's not going to be taping things on game day, I think that it's going to be very fascinating to see what happens. The big thing is, like you said, if he's not playing well and he's doing this extra stuff, what is it's going to be like in the locker room? That's going to be a big thing. I don't think guys are going to be upset if he goes out and does this, if it doesn't take away from his game or if it's not taken away from his focus on game days, because he's doing this, you know, for himself. And as he said, it's going to bring a little more publicity to this team and what they're doing. And like you said, he is a big personality. So I think as of right now, I think things are okay, but if things start to go south in his play and if it's taken away from focus, then there could be some issues. But if they tape, and keep in mind, too, it may not be, it's going to be 10 appearances. The Redskins don't play a ton. There are a ton of weeks that they don't play on Sunday, so they could tape things that aren't for game days for the team. So we'll see how it plays out.
Got about a minute left. George Wallace, WTOP, with us. George, what's a positional battle? Maybe not even names, but just a position that you are going to be looking for when the Redskins play the Falcons tonight in preseason game one.
I'm going to look at some of these young running backs too, guys. I think, you know, because behind Matt Jones, you got Chris Thompson, who's a change of pace back. But other than that, there's not much depth there. You got some rookies that are going to be fighting for spots. Also on the defensive line too, you brought in some guys, some young guys too, fighting for spots. And like, guess yeah, that's going to be a question mark, I think, heading into the season. So we'll see how some of these guys do step up. But some the other positions, they are pretty deep at, which is a very good thing. Something I haven't been able to say about this team in the past.
G. Wallace, WTOP. That's where you find him on Twitter from WTOP in Washington, D.C. George bringing us the latest on the Redskins. George, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.